This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Coming up, the 7-point plan, which I'm sure, I haven't read the plan, but I'm just going to guess we've heard all the points before in some form or another from various Democratic candidates. But one of those Democratic candidates for president has a 7-point plan of what she wants to do about guns in the wake of the most recent shooting there in Virginia Beach. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Mark, expect one of these plans, somebody to roll out these plans every time there's one of these tragedies.
Sure, because they are using these tragedies as a political football to try to score points with voters. I mean, that's what they're doing here. They're sociopaths. And I'm not just talking about just the Democrats. All politicians, for the most part, are sociopaths, and they're sick people. Let's go to
They'll all use incidences to
benefit themselves.
Themselves.
So let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We have Tom in Hudson, New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Of course, you could argue that we're doing the same thing. But go ahead, Tom.
It's about the abortion laws that some states are imposing. They're much more strict than what is consistent with the Supreme Court ruling Roe versus Wade. And I have a better idea that is both pro-life and pro-choice at the same time.
Well, this should be interesting. All right.
Okay. Well, the song Papa Don't Preach, okay, the pregnant girl's choice is to have a baby. Okay, that is her choice, and it is the pro-life option as well. But, of course, in some households, it's like, in this house, you will do as you're told. What did you think you were going to do? Disgrace this family with an illegitimate child? You're going to the clinic tomorrow, and that's all there is to it. And if she runs away from California to New York, the cops will simply return her back to California, and the baby will be murdered. But let's say one of these states, like Arkansas, for example, simply says, okay, we're no longer going to do that, okay, as soon as she crosses the double yellow line on State Line Avenue in Texarkana and enters the state of Arkansas. You know, the saying, those lines on the map mean a lot to bureaucrats. And she's under Arkansas law, and no, they're not going to send her back to California. They're going to put her in a foster home, and the baby is going to survive. And if her parents never get to see their grandchild, it serves them right.
Well, I think it's a solution that they certainly could offer. And I think it would be a better return salvo than when Alabama sort of, you know, basically outlaws almost all abortions versus New York, which basically says that a baby can be hanging a half out the birth canal and then they can lop its head off. I think that at this point we're just talking about politics. And I think that would be an interesting salvo in the whole right to life war.
You know what else? Okay, you've got an abundance of snob zoning restrictions that make it outrageously expensive to have an apartment. And they also contribute greatly to the unemployment level in many areas where there aren't enough jobs. You know, abolishing the zoning restrictions that apply to residential, that is apartment houses and stuff, would immediately produce an abundance of new jobs in demolition and construction, pushing wages on all sectors upward, because those other sectors of the economy, of those other industries, would have to compete for workers with the construction and demolition industry. So now you got people with more money, and they would get to spend less of it on rent, because, I mean, if she doesn't have a car, why does she need to pay for the parking lot that the city requires for the apartment house?
Well, plus without zoning and government regulations on building and contractors and all that, then prices would go down of housing structures, and so therefore rents would go down. People would be able to better afford. Younger people would be able to better afford, who, by the way, are poorer than ever. There's another study in the news showing that millennials are worth like $8,000 on average at this point, which apparently is a record low.
Not the people, their assets.
It's because of, not just the zoning restrictions, which are nothing more than documents. It's that the cops will go out there and force you to comply with them. And so remember that most abortions are the fault of cops.
Huh?
Yeah, they enforce the zoning restrictions that make it tough to keep a baby and raise a baby. And that pushes more pregnant girls to have abortions.
Thanks for the call tonight, Tom. Appreciate hearing from you. Another aspect to that point would be that young people are not, in some places, able to emancipate themselves from a bad home. So if they're,
it's true.
If they're stuck in an abusive home, then and they want to leave, you know, if they're old enough to work, if they're old enough to, and that's another thing, you know, working restrictions also prohibit young people, teenagers, from having a job in a lot of cases, or having a job that is on the same level as their coworkers, because their government rules force them to have a certain number of breaks, and they can't work a certain number of hours, and they can't work during the school week in some places, and there's all kinds of rules and restrictions. People should be free to work as much as they want to work, as much as somebody's willing to hire them to work. And if we had more people, you know, in the marketplace, that would, of course, also be a better supplier of labor. And then, you know, we might see prices go down because of that as well. Who knows? So if you want to join us here, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Nathan is in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. You're on the air.
Hey, I want to talk about Netflix. And their little statement, their little political statement that they came out with. Are they...
What is that? I'm not familiar with this statement.
Are they stupid or something?
You're going to have to tell us about what the statement is, because I don't know what it is. I'm sure many of our listeners...
The statement was made by, like, one of the heads of Netflix, made a public statement that they will no longer do business in the state of Georgia.
Ah.
As long as the state of Georgia keeps pushing their anti-abortion bills and everything else.
Wow, so they've taken a political stance against an entire state government and all the people within it?
Exactly, sir.
Wow.
And while at the same time they're willing to do filming in places like Croatia and a variety of Eastern European countries that have laws against abortion that's, you know, even as draconian, if not more.
Hmm.
So whatever.
Laws against gay people in, like, Russia or whatever, right?
Right, so...
Maybe some Middle Eastern countries where they throw them off the roofs, for instance.
And that's a great point. That's disappointing to hear, that Netflix is taking a political stance like that. It's going to lose some subscribers, for sure. Some people are...
Well, I called Netflix, and I talked to a guy, and he said, excuse me, give me one second, and he left the phone, and he came back with this political statement that he read.
Huh.
And I was just shocked to hear, and I said, well, I don't subscribe to those views. I believe that it's murder. And he said, well, I'll email you a cancellation immediately. And I said, well, go ahead and email it to me, because I'm not going to give my $11 a month to...
Is that what it
why
is?
Would Netflix have to do this, dude? I like Netflix.
Yeah, I mean, they make some good shows, no doubt.
Yes, they do. But you know what? You know what's more important than my entertainment?
Yeah.
Is the Holocaust that's been happening in America that needs to come to an end.
Well, now, wait a minute. What do you mean? Are you calling abortions a Holocaust?
Well,
what do you want to do? Do you want to outlaw it and start, you know, force women to go into back alley abortion clinics and end up dead?
Sir, there's Canada and Mexico for abortions if women are hard up for that, but... At the end of the day, it's not woman's right. It's the right of a human being to live, to give it a chance. If we need to create more government programs, yes, taxpayers' money, I'd be glad to pay a tax for it, for women to have a baby, and they don't even have to keep it.
That's true.
And
they could give them
a government agency, a government agency for adoption.
Well, that's just what we need, more government.
But no, I think adoptions could be handled fine through private organizations.
I absolutely agree with you, but worst case scenario, to make sure that the woman who not pregnant, will at least conceive the baby, and if it's able to be conceived.
So you're okay if somebody has an abortion if it's in Canada or Mexico. You just don't want it happening in an arbitrary political jurisdiction near you?
I'm not okay with abortion worldwide. But where I live and where I'm responsible and where my freedom lies.
So you're willing to go to war with your neighbors over it, but you're not willing to go to war with Canada or Mexico?
I'm not talking about going to war.
Well, let me tell you what happens when you outlaw things. You then have the police target people for breaking laws, and they will use violence against those folks.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto-related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com. I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths, and I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. Our toll-free number, is 855-450 Free Like Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, and they're open and available to you if you want to join our Discord server. You can do that. People are chatting in there throughout the show, before and after, basically around the clock, about a variety of different subjects. There are different chat rooms on that server, and it's free. So head over to discord.lrn.fm. That's discord.lrn.fm. And also want to make sure that you know about the best cryptocurrency wallet, my favorite cryptocurrency wallet. It's Edge Wallet, which you download for free. It's iOS. It's Android, your choice. Whatever phone you got, iOS, Android, it works for you. And in fact, it works very, very well. That's why I use it more than any other.
Same
and
here.
Was using it more than any other prior to them becoming a sponsor. I think that's important to point out. The reason why they're sponsoring Free Talk Live is because we're fans of Edge Wallet. And we know those guys. We've been to enough crypto conferences and talked to them over many years now. I think we were talking to them way back when they were programming the Airbits wallet, which was their, their Bitcoin-only predecessor that they started building way back in 2014. And in Bitcoin terms, that's a long time ago.
Yes.
So these guys are a veteran team over there at Edge, and you can go to edge.app to learn more about how you can secure your freedom and buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies. I hooked up the bartender today. I was over having some breakfast at the Thirsty Owl here in town, which is a bar that takes crypto, and they've actually got some pretty good food. Young guy, college age.
Bar and diner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bar and deli, diner, whatever. College age guy behind the bar, and he didn't really know a whole lot about cryptocurrency. He said his dad was into it, which is interesting. He didn't know much. I said, hey, well, why don't you get a wallet? I'll give you a cash tip, but why don't you, you know, get a wallet hooked up, and I'll give you some cryptocurrency. And he was like, that's okay. But the owner was there, and he was like, yeah, you ought to get some of this.
Yeah.
And then that changed his mind. And so hooked him up with Edge Wallet, and boom, he was, I mean, in moments, he was ready to roll. Like, he downloaded the thing and set it up before I'd even had the chance to, like, tell him how to do it. So it's not hard to do this at all. Go to edge.app and get your copy of Edge Wallet and get started in the world of cryptocurrency. Or if you're old school in crypto, you really like it because it's super easy to use. I'm a big fan.
Pretty much holds all the major cryptos.
Yeah, and then some. So, I found out, by the way, there's a feature about Edge Wallet. There's a few months ago, there was a schism, another one of these hard fork splits with cryptos, as happens from time to time. It was Bitcoin Cash schismed into Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin SV, so now there's two competing forms of that.
BCH ABC, too.
No, that's what they were referring to Bitcoin Cash as.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
But on Edge Wallet, if you had Bitcoin Cash before that split happened, which was, I think, mid-November of 2018, and you haven't gotten your Bitcoin SV out of that, Edge Wallet makes it easy. All you have to do is hit the three dots next to Bitcoin Cash, and then there's an option that says, like, split SV or split off SV. Just hit that button and then wait, like, a minute. It'll create a Bitcoin SV wallet for you, and then ding, 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 you know, you get your free Bitcoin SV in that wallet.
Just that fast.
Yeah, I hadn't done it. I didn't know that it was a thing. I didn't even think about that, and then I saw that yesterday. I'm like, oh, let's see what happens. Oh, there's a 0.3 Bitcoin SV, $60 worth right there.
Old gift.
Yeah, pretty cool. Let's continue here. Your calls and thoughts. You bring up what you want. Then we've got the 7-point plan from this politician, Marianne Williamson.
Well, she's not a politician. She's just running for president.
That makes her a politician.
She's an author. All right.
By definition, if she you run now. For political office, you are a politician. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. How about this? You know, the Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yeah.
I'm familiar with Kentucky Fried Chicken, yes.
So how about meatless chicken for Kentucky Fried Chicken?
No, they're not doing that, are they?
No, they have been doing that in the United Kingdom already.
Huh.
And they have been serving vegetable patties with...
what is this world coming to? According to Veeg News, also USA Today, CNN, KFC is looking into plant-based chicken alternatives.
I hear they're going to get better. They're getting better and better, and I hear that they're getting to the point where you're going to have difficult time
telling the difference.
And
what?
Well, at some point, If we presume the technology is going to get better as time goes by, then yeah. I mean, when you're talking about a cutlet, you know what a cutlet is, Ian?
Piece of chicken?
No, it's a piece of meat that has been ground up and smashed into a shape and then, breaded.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Now, when you're talking about a cutlet versus some kind of vegetable thing that looks like a cutlet, really, what's the difference?
Mm-hmm.
Still ground up bits.
So it has been doing well in the United Kingdom. So it's coming our way, you know, into America here. But I gotta say,
every now and then, Sarah, you bring up some headlines that I find to be, you know, very unusual, very interesting, and I did not know about this. So thanks for bringing it to the table.
I wonder if fake pork is a problem for Muslims and Jews. I wonder if fake beef is a problem for Indians.
Well,
I don't know. Probably not.
If it's a fake imitation pork, it's not. It's a fake.
It's not
pork,
real
so
pork.
Why would they have a problem with it?
I don't think that they would. I mean, maybe there are some. Maybe there are some, like, you know, who, well, if it's intended to look like pork, then it's, you know, we won't eat it. But I suspect many of them would be happy to try it. Sarah, thanks for calling tonight. Thanks for bringing that up. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. So the 7-point plan, Mark, you've got this email that came in from a politician, and I asked you, why did you get this email from this politician?
The reason I got the email from Marianne Williamson is my wife and I donated $5 to her campaign.
What were you thinking?
Apparently, at this point, politicians in the Democratic, to get into the debates, they need a certain number of donations. Not large donations, just a certain number. So $1 would have done it. Five was the bottom option there, and it was easier than writing.
But why would you donate money to somebody with whom you presumably have significant disagreements? I mean, I've never heard of you backing a Democratic candidate.
Her position on foreign policy is better than most of the Democrats. And
Why not give Bernie Sanders $5?
He doesn't take much of a stand on foreign policy issues.
Oh, really? I heard he was better on war than some of them. I don't pay any attention to these people, so I have no idea.
The reason that I did it was because I think that there needs to be more voices in the primary than there currently are. I'm sick of this Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. You know, it's battle of the geriatrics at the nursing home. You know, they're going to have crutches and the wheelchairs, and they're going at each other like jousting, right? Like, this is awful. This is awful. And I do not want another repeat of 2016 where we have just the candidates that people dislike the most are the ones that are running against.
So, that's what you're going to get.
The field.
I guarantee you.
Well, I don't care.
Throw as much money at them as you want.
I threw $5 at Marianne Williamson, which is not enough to buy coffee for a full day for one of her offices in one place, okay? And $1 to Mike Gravel.
Oh, is he in again?
Yeah.
Huh.
He just wants to get into the debates. He doesn't want to win.
Okay. More coming up here. She's got a 7-point plan on guns, so I don't know how you're feeling now after you've read this.
Ian, it was thrown away. It's $5. I mean, I've lost more than that in a washing machine at one time.
Yeah, but you're giving it to a politician. It's one thing it's Ron Paul, but, my God. Right, more coming up here.
I do not feel bad.
450-FREE.
No shame.
855-450-3733. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com or to order call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Authorities in Virginia aren't saying whether the man believed to have opened fire on co-workers at a city municipal building, killing a dozen people before being killed, was facing any disciplinary action. Virginia Beach mourned the dead as investigators looked for a motive behind Friday's mass shooting. The police chief identified the 40-year-old shooter after all 12 victims' families were notified.
The suspect, and this will be the only time we will announce his name, is Dwayne Craddock.
He worked as an engineer at the city's utility department for about 15 years. The city manager, Dave Hansen, said he worked for years with many of the people gunned down inside the government complex. One co-worker says he ran into Craddock in the restroom before the shooting and had a brief conversation with him. He said nothing was out of the ordinary. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. We got the 7-point plan here, which I'm sure will be ridiculous and authoritarian, to supposedly stop gun violence from one of these presidential candidates. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get into that here in a moment. Also, coming up in 2 weeks from today, we will be at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. June 13th through the 18th, it's ForkFest 2019. And this is going to be a great year for ForkFest, I think. There is more buzz about this year's ForkFest than previous ones. It's only year number three, mind you. So, you know, year number one, it was like a few dozen people. Year number two, I'd say it hit 100. That's my estimate. Now, again, we don't have ticket sales because ForkFest is a decentralized libertarian camping event. All we know is, you know, what we can observe, you know, the relative experience that we've all had there. And I'm not counting Jay Noon's wedding, which brought another 150 people.
Yeah.
Because some of those people stayed, some of them were just there for the wedding. So I think we definitely crossed 100 if you don't count the wedding last year. And this year, early indicators are suggesting it's going to be much bigger. Ernie Hancock is coming this year from Declare Your Independence. He's another talk show host on the Liberty Radio Network. And he was so excited about ForkFest this year that he's made T-shirts and took 130 pre-orders for T-shirts. Now, somebody might have ordered more than one per order, so that's not necessarily 130 different people, but still, to sell 130 T-shirts in advance of an event like this is a really good sign. So that's exciting. We've got people that are putting together their own events, which is kind of the point of ForkFest. It's decentralized. There's no organizer except every single individual that is going to attend. You organize yourself. You organize your own campsite. What do you want to do? You want to just show up and hang out with other like-minded, liberty-oriented folks for a week? Or 5 days, in this case? It's something you can do. You can also create an event. Maybe you're a musician. Maybe you like musicians. Maybe you've got equipment. You want them to, you know, play some music on your campsite. That's cool. Put up a stage. Or bring an amp. Or whatever. Bring your instruments. Maybe you want to do a poker game. Bring the poker table. You know, whatever you need to deal cards. Whatever you think you want to do, whatever you think other people will enjoy, there probably will be people there who would enjoy it, will be my guess. Now, we know things are scheduled for sure, like the folks from AnyPay.Global are going to be throwing basically raves every single night. They're going to also put on the big gay dance party for the first time in 3 years, 4 years. It's been a while. Last one was in 2015 at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So they're bringing it back this year for the first time in years, so that's exciting. Jay Noon, our Wednesday night co-host, is doing Man Camp, and that's going to be for, I think, for young folks.
Anybody who wants to learn to forge and do a variety of tasks.
Manly things.
Yeah, manly things.
So that's exciting. And then, of course, Alt Expo is going to be there. And I think they're going to be kind of like the speaker's tent. There's going to be lots of different presentations on different topics that are going to be happening there. So all this stuff happening without any central organizer saying, do this, do that, we want this, we want... No, it's just whatever people want to do. It's very cool.
It can be done.
It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Of course, we're going to be there broadcasting as well every single day from the event. So we'll look forward to seeing you June 13th through the 18th. It's not too late to come up. It's not going to be sold out. This campground can hold 3,000-plus people. So, you know, we'll be lucky if we hit 10% of that. But there's going to be people cooking this time around, more so than last year, and I think it's going to be a good one.
Gets bigger every year.
Yeah, the other ones were good, too, but this is going to be better, I suspect. Go to ForkFest.party. That's the unofficial website. That links you to the ForkFest forum and the ForkFest Telegram chat. ForkFest.party, coming up in less than 2 weeks is the starting date. We can go to more of your calls and thoughts, and then hopefully we'll get into the seven-point plan. Sam in Virginia, listening to WLNI in Lynchburg. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the abortion.
Okay.
There's been 61 million abortions in our country since 1970. Almost 20 million of those were black women that had abortions. And the woman's right thing, I do believe in certain cases, you know, like rape, incest, the mother's health, or the baby would be so deformed it wouldn't have a good life.
How about just a mom that doesn't want to take care of a kid? I mean, do you really want to have a child born to a mother that doesn't want it?
If there's nothing wrong with the baby, yes, I do want that baby.
Do you really want to put that baby in a foster home where it could be abused by government lackeys?
Well, you are you trying to say it's a woman's right?
I would not say that. I do not think it's the woman's right.
I do.
But I will say that prisons are chock full of unwanted kids.
Well, I mean, most of these women are protesting against abortion. They're claiming it's a woman's right. Did you ever stop to think that half of these babies they're killing are women?
Babies. They're fetuses, but... regardless.
It's a human life. If you check its DNA, it's human.
Mm. Hasn't really had a life yet, though.
It's a group called Survivors, a lady named Claire Caldwell and Melissa Oden. You listen to their story, and you'll change your mind. They were both aborted. They were both aborted and left on a table to die in a room by herself, and a nurse just happened to walk in, and her conscience wouldn't let her just let them lay there and die. And you listen to these women, the great work they're doing. They were both aborted. I have a grandson that was going to be an abortion if my son and my daughter-in-law didn't pay this woman an ungodly amount of money to carry this child to fruition because they couldn't have one.
Just because a woman
gets
pregnant. How much time should someone go to prison for having an abortion?
Oh, they're in prison for the rest of their life. You think they don't pay for that?
Oh, right. I agree with you.
Some of them seem really happy about their abortions.
Well, I think for a lot of them, it's very difficult. The ones that I've known who've made that decision, it has weighed on their conscience. It has not been an easy choice to make. They have not been jubilant about it. I'm not saying there wouldn't be somebody who is jubilant about it, but for the most part, I think it's a very, very hard choice to make. So what you're saying is it's its own punishment and they shouldn't go to prison then?
No, I don't think they should go to prison. But
okay,
I'm
thank goodness. Because a lot of people, when they say they want to outlaw abortion, that usually means putting people in prison, right?
Well, I think they should make it illegal for a doctor to do it. I mean,
so how long should the doctor go to prison for?
Well, he's going to go to hell, but that's where he's going to go.
Okay, but are you saying that if it's illegal, that there shouldn't be a prison sentence for the doctor?
Sir, I said at the beginning, there are certain instances where I think it should be permitted.
Mm-hmm. No, but we're talking about in an instance where a woman just decides she doesn't want to have a baby, and she goes and has a doctor perform that, or anybody, because if you make it illegal, then it'll just be gangsters performing abortions in, you know, back alleys or, you know, whatever dirty location that they would perform this.
Well, okay, I don't want my son when he's 10 years old. Can I just kill him?
Well, now that seems pretty ridiculous.
Right.
I think most people would say that that is wrong because your son obviously has his own volition by that point in life.
Oh, I'd take that position. Let's go ahead and take that position, because here's what I'm going to say. I think it's the ending of a human life, and I'm willing to say it is not a right to kill somebody. However, if you decide to kill your son...
Your son's somebody. A fetus isn't somebody.
I'm not going to take that particular position,
yeah,
Ian.
I am, though.
At the moment of conception, it's a life, buddy.
If you, I did not claim otherwise. If you kill your son, who's the biggest victim?
I would never kill my son.
I'm just asking a question here. You're the one who brought up the scenario.
Well, because you're saying it's all right to kill a living being.
No, you're hearing two different people.
There's two people on the show, dude.
One of us says that the ending of a human life, that abortion is the ending of a human life. The other one does not. I, however, say that, look, the problem, I say it's the ending of human life. However, you're talking about a bunch of unwanted people, and prisons are full of unwanted people. And what you're saying when you're talking about protecting life and all that stuff, I mean, America's full of 300 million lives. One of the problems that we have on this planet is too many lives. And the last lives I want is lives that are raised by people who didn't want them.
I agree.
Thanks for the call, Sam. Toll-free number. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. All right. I hope we can get to these 7 points by this.
I should have been giving one every second.
Politician. Yeah, but the problem is we still don't really have a chance to pick it apart because I want to get to the calls if we've got calls.
Well,
and right now we don't, so that's okay. 855-450-FREE. I know you're not supposed to say that on talk radio, but we do things you're not supposed to do on talk radio all the time. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote.
1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, enough time here, perhaps, for you. If you dial in now, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got this 7-point plan, and we're going to do it. We're not going to do the plan. We're going to share it with you. It's probably a god-awful mess of a plan full of socialist claptrap nonsense and authoritarianism. I have not read it, Mark, but you have. It was sent to you in your email box by Marianne Williamson, probably one of her staffers would be my guess.
Yeah, probably her.
She is a presidential candidate who I've never heard of before tonight. So tell me more about this, Mark. And also, I do want to remind you about freetalklive.com, where we've got a lot of features. And one of those features is archives that go back for years. You can download them at your leisure at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, so Marianne Williamson, she's kind of Oprah's gal.
Okay.
Oprah picks somebody that she likes every go-around.
I see.
This is her gal. And anyway, her 7-point plan is, number one, require universal background checks of all gun purchases, whether purchases occur online, at gun show events, at licensed dealer locations.
We'll make sure the Crips and the Bloods get right on that.
Right. So that's the argument that if you outlaw guns, then only outlaws have guns.
And there's, they're not going to do your background checks.
600 million guns in this country, and background checks aren't going to prevent the vast majority of people that want a gun from getting one. I'm a convicted felon. I cannot legally own one. I suspect I could get a gun if I desperately needed it within, well, by the end of the night.
I suspect you could.
So, you know, there you go. That's going to fail. It's a bad idea. Hopefully, if somebody who were going to provide me with a gun would check on me and see why I would want this. Well, what's wrong, Mark? What's the problem? What do you need a gun for? And then at the very least, I'd have to tell them a lie, right?
Or you just knock them over the head.
I suppose you could do that. I don't intend to knock anybody over the head. I didn't think of that option, but you're right. You could.
That's because you're not a criminal anymore.
Well, point two or B or whatever you want to call it, close existing loopholes that allow violent people and domestic abusers the right to purchase a firearm or weapon. Okay. Now, first off, who are these violent people that are getting guns? Are we talking about convicted
felons?
Because it's already illegal for them to have it.
Mm-hmm.
Are we talking about domestic abusers? Okay, so in many states, domestic abuse will just that charge will make it so that you can no longer have a weapon.
But they're starting to take it away before conviction.
Right. Now we're doing it when people are accused. And that's not the way 1,000 years of jurisprudence works.
Yeah, that's very
scary.
You
don't get to accuse somebody of something and then do things to them as a result.
But they
that's
do.
Wrong.
They
okay?
do.
If so, then I'm just going to go ahead and accuse everybody of a whole bunch of stuff. And we'll just see how it works out. What
You're not
debate?
The government goons, so it doesn't work when you do it.
Number,
you don't have a team of men with guns behind you that are enacting your every word, like judges.
There you go. Number three, renew the assault weapons ban.
Well, this expired under Barack Obama, if I recall correctly.
I thought it was before that. I thought it was under Bush.
No. Nope.
Are you saying that Obama would not have reinstated it?
He didn't.
Okay.
Well, I mean, he may have if the Congress did something, but, you know.
Well, maybe parts of it sunsetted under different folks, okay? Anyway, the assault weapons ban really doesn't have anything to do with this guy who killed people with 45 caliber handguns. So this is just the same old talking points that get trotted out every single time. They're a little tired. Let's not forget that the assault weapons ban was basically a ban on rifles that were painted black because they're scary. Not, I mean, you know, like Woodstocks, they do the same thing. D, create a federal red flag law prohibiting suspicious individuals as identified by law enforcement from purchasing a gun for a year.
So just because law enforcement thinks you're suspicious now.
Right. Well, and then can they just do it again?
Mm-hmm.
Can federal, yep. Can law enforcement just continually call you suspicious and prevent you from getting a gun? I mean, they hold no responsibility if you're murdered in that period of time. If some, home invader comes into your home and kills your kids and destroys the place and leaves you crippled and your wife with a bullet in her head, you know, they don't have any responsibility for that. Remember, when seconds count, the police are just minutes away.
I must be off by a decade. Apparently it was 2004 when the assault weapons ban expired. I thought it was under Obama for some reason.
Anyway, going on, provide federal support for added school security.
More security, more fences, more barbed wire, more metal detectors. Didn't we see a study a few years ago that showed that the more security apparatus a school had, the more violent the school was? Like, after the fact that they installed the security, it got more violent?
What was that experiment where they made the college students into prison guards and prisoners?
Stanford Prison Experiment.
Stanford Prison Experiment. It's kind of like we're doing that on a national level with high school students. We're putting them in places that look remarkably like prisons.
And expecting them to work, you know,
remarkably like prisoners.
Right.
And then expecting them to not act like prisoners.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Here's a way to break it up. Stop having these big institutions. Stop having this place where all these people are collected.
Sure.
On a basis. Stop educating all kids the same way as though a one-size-fit-all education actually works. Stop pretending that these government schools are a solution to anything but middle-class welfare babysitting day prison.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's your solution. Stop trying to, we're going to shave the edges off this square peg and we're going to pound it through this hole. Well, that's not your solution.
Well, but they want to have these schools because it's important for indoctrination purposes. It's important for the government.
Point F, provide federal support for national nonviolence curriculum. So, now, I'm not saying that nonviolence is a bad idea. Nonviolence is a credo by which I live.
No doubt, but the government goons are not the people to teach nonviolence.
The people who have claimed for themselves a monopoly on violence. Yeah. That's what a nation state is.
That's right.
Is who Ms. Williamson wants to have,
control.
Create the curriculum. Yeah. Who's going to create this curriculum? Do we want to have the NRA create the curriculum?
That ain't happening.
Oh, are we going to have the National Board of Education created? Is it going to be Betsy DeVos?
It'll be Trump. It'll be a group of politically selected politicos.
And that's the problem, is every 8 years you get a new set of these liars and thieves in there, and somehow you think turning this over to the federal government is a solution. It's not.
Mm-mm.
It's not. When Ms. Williamson takes her really good ideas on how to live life, and she has really good ideas. And
does
then
she?
She's great. She's awesome. She's an awesome author. She writes empowering stuff. I think she's wonderful.
Huh.
And then she attempts to shove that stuff top down everybody's throat. It just isn't going to work.
That's when your ideas get broken, when you try to institutionalize them. Try to force them against, people's will.
Right. And I have more nice things to say about Ms. Williamson than I do about the vast majority of people in the Democratic field.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have anything nice to say about this email.
Mm. And how many we got left here?
Yeah,
we
got one.
One more.
Increase federal support for counseling and support systems for victims of gun violence.
So more taxes, more government programs.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, I guess, psychological talking to's or something like that, I guess is what we're talking about.
It's just federal funding is what she's talking about. More funding for, guidance counselors or whatever.
Right. When school shootings have happened around the country, then the local school here provides counselors to talk to students. It's the craziest thing. Like, nothing happened. And nothing happened to you.
Yeah.
You need a counselor. Is this just a make-work program for counselors?
Sounds like it.
Maybe they need it. But if they need it, then are they in the right place?
Yeah.
Why are we forcing kids to go to places that they need counselors to stay in?
Yeah, I mean, get your kids out of the government schools.
You need mental health work to stay in this institution? Maybe it's the problem. Maybe the problem is the institution.
It's definitely the problem. Institutionalization of all these things is the problem. If you want to have, help in the community, then let it be provided on a voluntary basis, on a consensual basis by local people who care about an issue and who might know the individuals involved and who care about the people that they're connected to in their community. You don't need to have the federal government coming in and getting involved in any of that.
No, I don't. And I'll thank all the concealed carry permit holders out there for being one of the most nonviolent and safe group of people in America.
I'd also like to thank the open carriers as well. Thank you for that, too. We will see you tomorrow night. You can join us online in between now and then over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget to join our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.